This item is a cesium atomic clock made by Hewlett-Packard, widely known today as HP, around 1970. The cesium atomic clock is enclosed in a grey metal casing with an analog time display and three output frequencies. There is an embedded panel which contains advanced displays and adjustment controls. This clock uses the radiation that is emitted when electrons in a cesium-133 atom changes energy levels to keep time. Within an evacuated tube, visible to the left, the clock selects Cs-113 atoms in the appropriate state and exposes them to microwave radiation. This induces electron transitions in their hyperfine energy levels. These transitions are detected by an electron multiplier. This detector is also used to make minute and constant corrections to the clock to increase accuracy. In accordance with the International System of Units, SI, 1 second is the duration of 9,192,631,779 cycles of radiation from the energy level transition of the cesium-133 atom. In order to measure 1 second, the cesium atom clock measures the frequency of the radiation and divides by 9,192,631,779. This model of atomic clock greatly improved on the accuracy of previous models, bringing the error in accuracy of frequency measurements down from plus or minus 1 times 10 to the negative 11 to 7 times 10 to the negative 12, a reduction of 30%. Clocks such as this one were flown around the world in opposite directions in order to provide experimental evidence for the special theory of relativity. According to special relativity, clocks that are moving relative to the Earth should read a shorter time than ones that are stationary on the ground. Because the planes move at relatively slow speeds, the time difference should be between 40 and 275 nanoseconds. In order to reliably detect such tiny time differences, the clocks needed to be extremely accurate. This particular clock was used in experiments with ULF waves, used by the Omega Global Navigation System. Hewlett-Packard was founded on New Year's Day in 1935. The co-founders David Packard and William Hewlett decided the order of names for their new company with a coin toss. Their first big order was 8 HP-200B audio oscillators, which Walt Disney Studio ordered for the creation of the movie Fantasia. In 1959, HP entered the international market, expanding into Switzerland and Germany, and in 1966 their first computer was introduced.